So this is my my service dog, my PTSD dog. He's about 14 months old, blue heeler. Yeah, we've been training on all kind of things. So he, one of his tasks is when I start getting anxious or emotional, he comes and distracts me. And most of the time, this is what he'll do. He'll jump up in my lap and try to distract me whichever way he can. So sometimes it's licking, sometimes it's, you know, just a little nudge on the arm with his mouth. So just anything to get my attention to try and help calm me back down. Aww. And that's his job.
Is this like part of a program?
How does somebody
get a PTSD service dog?
So the VA, believe it or not, does not believe in service dogs. So they don't sponsor or fund the program. By the time Blue has all of his training, it's about $4,500 for the training for him. So I went through a local organization called TADSAW, which stands for Train a Dog, Save a Warrior. And it's a non-for-profit organization, and they actually cover all the costs. And the way they do that is all their trainers and everything are all volunteers. So there's actually no cost unless you get a dog from the pound, which then again, they cover the cost for the dog from the pound and everything like that. So,
where did Blue come from?
Blue came from a breeder. I've actually had Blue since he was about 3 months old, so he knows me very well, and he already picks up on all my emotions, which makes, you know, the three tasks that he has to do a lot easier. To become a service dog, they have to be able to perform three tasks for you medically, which, you know, that's above the Good Samaritan wards or Good Samaritans, which is, you know, he has to be able to sit and stay and go out in public without, you know, getting afraid or attacking people. They've got to perform three other tasks. So one, I've got a bad knee. So when I sit down or anything like that, I can call him over and I tell him to brace and he'll kind of lock his legs and let me lean on him to help me get up. The other one is when I have nightmares or flashbacks, if it's a nightmare, he'll wake me up by jumping on the bed and putting his paws on me. And like I said, the other one is anxiety attacks or anything like that, and he's actually pretty tuned to my body, so he picks up on my anxiety before I even realize it's coming on. And he's very special to me, that's for sure, because if not, I would never go out in public. So he helps me get out, and he forces me to get out, because, you know, when you have an animal, you know, especially myself, I don't like going out in crowds, but when you have an animal, you feel guilty if you don't take them out and walk them and stuff like that. So he forces me to get out of the house, which is a good thing. And as you can see, he's a very affectionate dog.